Hi, my name is Jude.
And I'm David.
Imagine a voyaging canoe that sailed 2,600 miles into the South Pacific to find, as you know, the 50th state of the U.S.
Well, we're going to be talking about the boat that commemorated that, and it's called the Hokulea.
The Hokulea was an outrigger canoe full of Polynesian men. They set off in 1976 to celebrate early Polynesian exploration.
People originally found the Hawaiian Islands by using wayfinding skills to find their way. They didn't use a GPS, a compass, or Google Maps. They used their hands and the stars.
Transportation helped Polynesians find Hawaii, which was totally isolated. And they told other people about it, which was communication. And they moved it from isolation to globalization.
A Hokulea sailor told everybody about their navigating heritage, which made sailing globalized.
After they found Hawaii, they stayed there for hundreds of years, farming, hunting, and more.
The reason they left Oceania was the lack of resources, the dangerous animals, and environment.
The original Hokulea canoe was made out of koa wood, koi ropes, and coconut husks, and plant-based materials for the sails. On the boat, there were 12 to 16 people, depending on the trip,
who ate chicken tofu for dinner. The boat was so important because it commemorated the voyage that found the Hawaiian Islands.
Now many Hawaiians and Polynesians are proud that their ancestors found Hawaii, so they made it a national holiday.
In many parts of the world. In the short term, Polynesians brought pigs, chickens, and tons of different types of plants.
Some key vocabs from the voyage were wa'a. This is a Hawaiian word for canoe, a crucial vessel in Polynesian voyaging.
Another vocab word is wa'we, a term used to describe the individual members of the Hokulea's crew.
Many people think Hawaii being globalized is a bad thing, because they're destroying the natural beauty and replacing it with hotels, houses, and shops.
I also agree with them. I think Hawaii is better off without the hustle and bustle of the islands. While globalization brought the destruction of the natural beauty and replaced it with hotels, houses, and shops, in spite of this, more people learned about the Hokulea. They now try to extend the history of the Hokulea by doing it themselves.
The Tahitians were so proud because their great ancestors were navigators and wayfinders. Their ancestors never told them how to do it, and now more Tahitians come in and they know how to do it. We are going to give you two reasons why the Hokulea is important. One, they globalized Hawaii.
And two, Hawaiians and other people still sail and wayfind today because of the Hokulea. Today I learned that without Polynesian voyagers, Hawaii wouldn't be here today.
This is why communication in isolation is so important to lead a country from isolation to globalization.
Thank you for listening to David and Jude's Futures Podcast.